So the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter, if we're not careful, we could think that we're worshiping a piece of furniture. But just like we have a chairman of a committee or the head person, who the person fills an office, that's the office that we're celebrating, we're honoring today. The office of the Holy Father. The primacy of the Bishop of Rome. That sign of unity, that sign of charity in the church. Before we can get to understanding deeper or more completely our devotion to the Holy Father, we first have to answer the question that Peter answered. We have to allow the Lord to ask us that question. Who do you say that I am? Because if we don't answer that question correctly, we'll mess the rest of it up. We'll miss the point of the Holy Father. We'll miss everything of Christ's plan for the salvation of his people. We had that same question just a few days ago in the daily readings. And it's just a good reminder that every day we should be asking ourselves, allowing Jesus to ask us that question, who do you say that I am? Who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to me? And at some point, I need to be able to say the Lord is my shepherd, that Jesus is my shepherd, and there's nothing that I shall want, that I can truly and freely surrender myself to the love of my Creator and to his plan for my life, for his plan for the world, his plan for the church. It was that understanding that allowed Peter to give us that reading from the first reading. I exhort you to tend the flock of God in your midst, overseeing not by constraint but willingly. Do not lord it over them, not for shameful profit. Be examples to the flock. We know Peter was less than perfect, as we all are. So that wasn't the criteria that Christ was looking for. He was looking for that rock solid faith. The unwavering faith of this man who didn't have all the answers, but he knew where to go to get them. He knew who was a supplier of the answers. And it was that faith that the Lord saw. It was that faith on which he declared today in the gospel he was going to build his church. His church is in the Old Testament, the Kahal, that assembly, those people who are called together. Founded on the rock of Peter, that symbol of unity, of authority, of teaching, but primarily of love. That symbol, that sign, that going forth of the love of our Father in heaven who calls us. And it's because of this seat of Peter, this head of the church who rules through service, who guides us by love, we in turn can respond in love. We in turn can freely and faithfully give ourselves to Holy Mother Church. We can entrust ourselves to her, knowing that Christ has entrusted himself to her. We read elsewhere in the Gospels that he who hears the apostles hears Christ. And the rejection of the apostles or the rejection of Christ. We hear elsewhere that the Lord was given all authority in heaven, and it was that same mission that he entrusted to his apostles. What we honor today, what we celebrate today, is God's plan to continue his mission, his presence, his incarnation among his people. Centered on the person firstly of Peter and then continued through the centuries in the Bishop of Rome who seeks to be our shepherd. At the end of John's Gospel when Jesus was talking to Peter, do you love me? feed my sheep? Do you love me? Tend my lambs. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. So we pray for our Holy Father today in a very special way, that he will be faithful to his call, to guide and to lead us, to feed us. We pray for our bishop and for all of our priests in the church, that as faithful followers of our shepherd, we will be the servant leaders that you need. Because this is all for you. For each one of us needs the church. Each one of us needs a faithful leader in the church so that you can faithfully follow the Lord. So you can have certainty that as you surrender yourself to the church, you're surrendering yourself to the Lord. Because he is our shepherd, and there is nothing that we shall want. So much more than a piece of furniture or even an office, today we honor the Lord and his love for us. And so we thank him. We thank him for the gift of the church. We thank the Lord for the gift of the papacy, for the priesthood, for every avenue he's given us to trust him, to love him, and to respond to him. Yes, indeed. Who do you say that I am? You are the Lord, my shepherd, and with you there is nothing I shall want. Amen.